Proverbs for the day, April the 30th, Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Now this is the last day of April, and even though it doesn't fall at the end of a calendar year, this devotion marks a year since we began this. And we started with May the 1st in posting these proverbs. So this is a culmination of a fair bit of effort in reality. I would say about 350 hours worth. And I want to thank the Lord, and I'm amazed that through all this, He brought it to these two verses as we close out a 12-month period. I trust that some will keep listening to it. I listen to them every morning. Reminds me what I got from the Lord, and it a lot of times rebukes me. But notice what our passage is today. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Every word of God is pure. Now here's what I teach about this. Even where God is quoting the devil, what you have is a supernaturally chosen account of that. So every word of God is pure. In other words, when He gives it to us, He has sifted through it. I tell people constantly, if you're going to give a testimony, keep it within the boundaries of the Word of God. If you're going to have a testimony, give one, keep it within the discreteness of the Word of God. Don't describe anything beyond how the Bible describes it. And when possible, stop short. The motive of the Word of God is pure. The men that wrote it were filled with the Holy Ghost, our Bible tells us, and the methods of it getting to us were chosen by God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. This book is supernatural, and this book is how God talks to us. And God is a shield to us when we put our trust in Him, and so this book is it's an integral part of our lives. It's what we feed upon. It warms us as a fire. It rehydrates us as water. It gives us blessings as milk. Cheers our heart as bread. It's a mirror. It's a hammer. It's nails. It's fire to warm our soul. It's a sword to do combat with. And on and on and on. And my point today is this. Every word of God is pure. Let's remember that. Let's treat it that way. Let's come to the Bible and treat it as pure. Now, this copy I have in front of me of my King James Bible, I write in the margin of it. I'm not changing it. And verse 6, add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And I'd like to say this to Bible believers. Throughout the year, you'll hear me talk about clear teaching, consideration, and conjecture. And I would like to say this on April the 30th, that you need to beware in your consideration conjecture that you don't add unto His words. If you're going to teach something that is just a consideration, an idea, a thought, or a conjecture, which is a far out idea or thought, say what it is before you do it. Let the people know that you're not teaching this as doctrine. This is just an idea. And if you're tempted to get hung up on it like it's a doctrine, then reprove yourself and get straightened out. If you're a Bible-believing Christian and you really do study your Bible and everything, there's so much to say. And the biggest thing about preaching and teaching is being able to say the same thing, the same doctrines in a different way each time, just as far as freshness. God didn't tell us that we're supposed to know and tell some new thing like the Athenians. In fact, that was what their problem was. They wanted to know and tell some new thing. So I would really encourage you today, first of all, remember that every word of God is pure. You have in your King James Bible God's divine account of what He wanted you to know, what He wanted you to have in writing. Understand, He's a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. If you need help, if you need protection, if you need a shield, then if I was you, I would start practicing right now, and I would learn to put my trust in Him. Sometimes you can see what that trust is, as in The Lord will give you some kind of sustenance or some kind of provision or some kind of protection. But many, many times, He's looking after us. He maybe even has sent one of His angels or whatever to follow us around and help us out of a jam. He may have even done that. And when He does, we realize that we need to put our trust in Him and put our trust in Him and put our trust in Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not on thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And so many Bible characters come to mind that trusted Him. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Verse 6, add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Now, what is your relationship to the book? What is your relationship to the words of God? Listen, do you know your Bible well enough that you would know if you were adding to His word? You know, if you're using some kind of phrases or whatever, you know, or mottos, and you attribute them to the Bible, make sure they are. I'm not saying every one of them has to always be word for word, but you know what I'm saying. And if you're not careful, you will add to His words. So let's give the word of God the preeminence it deserves, the preeminence He commands of us. Let's treat every word of God as pure. Let's realize He is a shield, and then put their trust in Him, and add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.